Kathet Regional District Finance Committee is recommending the Regional Board approve a $2,000 grant in aid to Kathet Film Society for the 2024 Kathet International Film Festival. At the November 1 Finance Committee meeting, Kathet Film Society Executive Director Gary Schilling made an appearance to apprise regional directors about the festival. "I want to thank you for the support we've received from the regional district over the years, and it's actually an exciting time for the Film Society," said Schilling. "I want to give you an update for our request for the film festival. If any of you have driven by the theater, you'll notice that it has been painted. It has a new roof as well. In terms of our efforts to preserve that historic community amenity, we've sealed the envelope, as they say in building terms. We're still working on some other restoration." Schilling said the society received funds from Powell River Community Forest to replace the original canopy with stained glass signage that used to be over the entrance to the theater. He said the theater has also benefited from a lot of volunteer support. "The point I do want to make is that funding from the regional district is important to us," said Schilling. "It shows local support for our film festival and our society, and we have leveraged that. We've received funding from the provincial government, and we've recently received funding from the federal government through United Way to improve access to our theater to get people back to our theater. I'm pleased to report that at our last film festival, we returned pretty close to the pre-COVID-19 numbers, so we've been working really hard to get people off their couches and into the theater, even though they have invested in big TVs and couches and streaming services." Schilling said funding has been used to create the first Indigenous film festival on Orange Shirt Day. Funding is also being used to update the theater's auditorium, and there has been a generous donor from the community that left funds to work on that, he added. "We're a small team," said Schilling. "There's only 5 of us working as contractors for the Film Society, and we do our best to make film a part of the community here." Schilling said that last summer a film was shot in the regional district involving local filmmaker Tony Papa, who had also taught at the Digital Film School at Brooks Secondary School. "We really feel like we have a strong place here, and we deliver programming that appeals to everyone," said Schilling. "Our festival is an international festival, and our theme there is to connect local stories with stories from around the world through a broad range of films. We programmed 14 different films and 15 screenings." Schilling said that until about 1970, Sly Am Mon people were segregated in the theater and had to sit in the balcony. "We welcome them back," said Schilling. "We've had a great turnout for the Indigenous Film Festival, and we're working toward welcoming all people to our theater and to our film festival. I'm asking for support. Our ask is for $2,000. Our budget for the film festival is approximately $50,000, and it's very important to us to have that support from the regional district. We draw people from all around the district to our film festival." The Finance Committee voted to recommend to the Regional Board that $2,000 be allocated from Electoral Area A, B, C and D grants in aid. Join the Peaks email list for the top headlines right in your inbox Monday to Friday.